Welcome to this podcast brought to you by the Journal of Healthcare Contracting. And now our host, publisher John Pritchard.
Hey, it's John Pritchard, publisher of the Journal of Healthcare Contracting. Thanks for stopping by the podcast today. Today I talked with Scott Creekmore, Vice President of Sales at Gordian, about value-based construction and how data-driven procurement methods can increase patient care while lowering patient costs. We discuss ways to increase hospital profitability through data, software, analytics. We also get some great advice as to what healthcare industry leaders can do to make smarter financial investments for their healthcare facilities. I think you'll really enjoy today's podcast.
Scott, thanks for joining the podcast today. Let's jump right in it. What is value-based construction?
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I really do appreciate it. So value-based construction is a concept that's based on value-based healthcare. And value-based healthcare, that's really where we need to start. What that is a concept where we try to increase patient care, lower patient costs, but also that allows the hospital to increase profitability. And it uses data, software, and analytics to do that. Well, value-based construction really does the same thing. We use data, software, and analytics. So what we try to do is we try to increase the contractor's profit by reducing their overhead, which actually will reduce the cost of construction for a healthcare institution. And it's really supported by data. So it's a really neat concept that we're really excited about.
Interesting. Expand on that for me a little bit. What is data-driven procurement?
Yeah. So data-driven procurement is if you think about healthcare construction or really construction in general. Right now, what really happens? It's interesting to me that there's been all of these advances in healthcare with medicine, with the way procedures are done. But really, what hasn't advanced, not just in healthcare, but just pretty much holistically, is construction. I mean, if you think about it, you know, back in the Neanderthal times, there was a caveman somewhere that wanted a cave painting. And he basically went and got three cave painters and said, well, how much are you going to charge me to do this? They had no real way to validate what those costs were. We still do the same thing. People need something painted. They go and they grab three painters and they say, well, give me a cost. And your costs can be all over the place. They can be, you know, depending on the size of the project, they can be anywhere from 10 to 50 or 60% of a swing. So how do you know that you're getting value? How do you know that you're validating the price you're getting? So what you use is you utilize data, right? And you take that into account. And so right now when a project comes up, what people typically do is they take that project and they put it out in the street and they say, okay, street, tell me what the price is going to be. And again, you get that swing, right? You get all of these various different, you have no real control, no way to do it. What data-driven procurement does is it flips that script. It actually takes data, it actually takes the cost of construction, and it actually puts that out in the marketplace and says, okay, marketplace, we've actually done our research. We know what these costs should be because we've broken down the material, we've identified the labor, we've identified the equipment, and we've put a bit of crews to it, so we know what these costs are. So what we want you to do is we want you to give us your markup on that. And it allows you to actually do one bid one time, and then you kind of have a pool of contractors. And it really does deliver increased speed to market. It dramatically reduces cost, and it gives you much more auditability and transparency.
That's a really interesting way to look at it. Let's do a little deeper dive on that. How are you using data, software, and analytics to reshape healthcare construction?
Yeah, so like I was saying, you know, not a lot has changed in healthcare procurement over the years. And again, it's not just in healthcare, but it's across the board. But if you start to look at it, the analogy that I use, the example I use is car buying. You know, 10 years ago, you had to go to a dealership and you had to go through the rigmarole and you had to go to this dealership and that dealership and you were trying to buy this right car and it just went round and round and round and you didn't know what the costs were and how did you know you're getting validation on that? But over the years and especially through the pandemic, we've found that we can rely more and more on data. So right now, today on this call, I can actually use my phone. I can go to an app and I can select the car that I want to buy. And by this afternoon, it can be here. You're utilizing data. You're able to identify the costs and keep those costs in control. And you're seeing that more and more across various industries, but construction is one of the ones where it's really not happening. So we can use that data and we can use that software, we can use analytics to reshape it. And when we talk about reshaping healthcare construction, it obviously can do more than that, because if we can put a concept, we can put a procedure in place that will help a hospital or help a healthcare agency save, you know, 8, 10, 12, 15, maybe even 20% on their construction, that directly translates to increased patient care. Because not a lot of people know this, but most hospitals and healthcare organizations, they really run on razor thin margins. So if you can put a process in place that can reduce their overall construction savings, and it can actually help put more money back into the hospital, that's going to translate to increased patient care. And that's what we're really excited about, is helping that, in our own little way, increase patient care.
That's really interesting. So much has changed in the last couple of years, certainly with the pandemic, and it seems like we have no shortage of natural disasters impacting healthcare facilities and their infrastructure. Can value-based construction help restore business continuity quickly? And if so, how?
It absolutely can, because it's, again, relying on that data and relying on software, We've seen it throughout the years. You know, I'm a product of the 70s. I was born in the early 70s. So I've seen this data revolution. I've seen that, not necessarily the birth of the internet, but I saw it in the 90s. I saw this, and I can see how data is changing our lives and data is making things easier. So you take that same structure and you take that and you put it into a healthcare construction procurement plan. If you can allow a hospital to do more with less, they're going to be more nimble. They're going to be more successful. And that's what data-driven procurement does. And as we see, as we're coming out of this pandemic, and we've seen in some healthcare instances, the reduction in staff due to, you know, various reasons, they're getting stretched thinner and thinner. They're asked to do more with less time and time again. And data is always the tool. You've seen it over the last 20 years. If you're looking to do more with less, you always turn to data, you always turn to software. And this concept, data-driven procurement, will allow them to do that. So when you think about now how we're coming out of this procurement, or I'm sorry, not this procurement, but as we're coming out of this pandemic, there's a tremendous amount of backlog. There was work that wasn't getting done, but was still needing to get done. And so now with that reduction in staff, that increased backlog, we're going to have to be forward thinking. The old ways of doing traditional construction procurement, they're not really going to help us, right? We're not going to be caught up as fast and we're not going to get ahead. So we're going to need to try to do some different things. And data-driven procurement, I really do believe that value-based construction with data-driven procurement is the way to do that.
I couldn't agree with you more. The way we used to do things isn't going to work in the future. I think that's very true with so many things, you know. You know, you're so passionate about value-based care, and such a huge part of that is improving outcomes for these hospital systems, for the IDNs. How does value-based construction help health systems improve outcomes?
Well, that's a great question, and you have to really think about the healthcare system and what they're trying to do, right? They're ultimately trying to drive higher patient approval, right? They're trying to drive great patient outcome. And it, you know, it's an interesting thing. I became a grandfather about 18 months ago. And honestly, before then, I never really thought about healthcare, even though I had children, and I know that's kind of short-sighted, but having my grandson really made me think about healthcare, think about the quality of healthcare that he's going to get, think about those healthcare costs that my son and my daughter-in-law are going to pay. And that's why I get really, really excited about this concept about value-based construction, because not only can it deliver, you know, savings to a hospital, and we talked a little bit about that. We talked about how those savings can directly impact patient care. But if you're able to do things quicker, if a hospital can get an OR suite open 30, 60, maybe even 90 days sooner, that's going to directly impact the community. They're going to be able to offer that service up to their community so much faster, in addition to saving costs, which I think is really, really important. But if you can get those necessities to the community that much faster, That really is going to be impactful. And so that's just one of the ways that we really see that value-based construction can be beneficial, not only to the hospital organization, but down to the patient. And I know you got to kind of swim around a lot of the edges to really make the connection. But I'm not a doctor. I'm in construction procurement. So I'm going to make those connections. And I really do believe that this concept that I'm incredibly passionate about, it actually can help and affect my grandson, particularly if I put it in place around these hospitals. If I can get that OR suite in there or that ER emergency room up and running that much faster and that much more economically, that's going to directly impact him. So that's why I'm so passionate about it.
Yeah, that's fascinating. You know, these health systems just seem always to need to be better and smarter about their financial investments. You know, speaking directly to these healthcare facilities, what are two or three pieces of advice you'd give to these leaders to make smarter financial investments for their healthcare facilities?
So the first one I'd probably say is rely on data, right? And it's interesting, data is one of those words that it doesn't matter the setting in which you say it, people always nod their head in agreement. Nobody's ever going to say, oh no, we don't need any more data. And it means different things across a different board, right? So when we're talking about data, it could mean something different to whomever you're directing it to. But when you're talking about procurement and we're saying rely on that data, what I mean is rely on that construction data. Take the time to build a data set that you can share with your contractor so you can have mutually agreed upon prices and you can change the dynamic, the relationship that you have with your contractor, right? Have your contractor begin to focus on the value that he can bring your organization, not just the price. You know, when I started out in construction, I was in a construction trailer, and that's where you get it, you're in that trailer, it's in the middle of August in Texas, it's hot, and you're just, you know, you're going back and forth with your subcontractors trying to squeeze a nickel or save a dollar. And that is just counterproductive. Nobody is successful at that. So if you can begin to think about it a little bit different, relying on that data would be number one. Number two would be that improve that relationship with your contractor, right? If you think about what a contractor has to go through in a traditional low bid environment, they're going to be lucky. They may go and they may look at five different projects. They're going to be lucky if they win one. So there's four projects that they haven't won. That's 4-0 ROIs. Right? They still have estimators they're working that they're paying. They still have an admin that they're paying. So they end up having to dump all of that overhead and all of that profit into that one project. You know, and we as owners, we really don't think about that, right? We think about, oh, I need to go get three bids every time. And we're happy doing that. But because we award to one contractor and we're happy. But what we don't ever think about is the two that spent the time and spent the money and they didn't get that. Well, they have to make that up somewhere. So if you can improve that relationship, if you can use data, if you can set a data-driven procurement program up, that eliminates that bidding, that eliminates the fact that somebody might not win. Well, they can lower their overhead costs, right? And when they lower their overhead costs, maybe they can increase their profit. That contractor can increase his profit. But in doing that, he's also going to be able to lower the cost that he's charging you, lower the price that the hospital's paying. So it really, really is a win-win. If you start to think about it from a contractor's standpoint, how can I help the contractor reduce his overhead, which will ultimately reduce my cost? And it goes back to that value-based healthcare concept, right? How can we reduce the patient cost, but increase the hospital's profit? The same thing. Can we increase the contractor's profit, but reduce the hospital's cost? Absolutely. And then the third thing I'd probably say would be turn to software. Software is critical. The data is very important, obviously. The relationship you have with the contractor is ever so important, but software plays a big, big part in it. And I wouldn't, you know, we use Excel and we use a lot of different things on a daily basis. You're going to need something a little more robust because you're going to need some protection around that, particularly around the data. You're going to want to make sure that that data is validated, that it's locked in, so you can trust the pricing that you get. So again, to sum it up, the three things I'd probably say would be rely on data, improve your relationship with your contractor, and turn to software to help. Stop thinking about this from a caveman kind of standpoint. Start thinking about it. Start looking at the future. Rely on that data.
Great advice and great insight. Scott Creekmore, Vice President of Healthcare, thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. That was a great conversation about value-based construction.
Thanks.
Hey, just wanted to take a second here at the end and thanks Scott for sharing with us. Hopefully you've learned something new with the value-based care space. I know I did. I'd like to very much thank Gordian for being the sponsor of the podcast. We couldn't bring this type of content to you if companies like Gordian weren't willing to step up and sponsor them. So we really do appreciate it. We hope everybody stays safe and has a great rest of the week. Look for another podcast from the Journal of Healthcare Contracting coming out in the near future. Thank you.